KMA Land football is rolling into week 6. On the line with me of the IKM Manning Wolves head coach Corey McCarville. Big win there over Akron Westfield last week. Now they'll be taking on Logan Magnolia here, taking on a 4-1 Logan Magnolia team. Big district play there in Class A. Winner going to feel pretty good about themselves after this big matchup here. Coach McCarville, though, let's go backwards over that Akron Westfield win. 35-8, impressive performance there. How'd that go down for the Wolves?
Well, we had a really good start to the game. You know, we were able to get a turnover on the first play of the game from Akron Westfield. You know, we weren't able to sustain that particular drive, but, you know, we had really good field position to start there. You know, we were able to get a rushing touchdown from Davis Rasmussen, you know, get the scoring started. Then I think he had another rushing touchdown a little bit later on. And in the second quarter, we were able to hit two passing touchdowns, I think one to Ashton Aaronholtz and one to Wyatt Danner. So, you know, we had a 28 lead at halftime, and, you know, we were able to, you know, do a variety of things on offense in the first half and kind of set us up for the rest of the game.
In your guys' district for Class A, District 8, you've lost to the two top teams by one possession from both teams, Woodbury Central and St. Albert. Last night, you guys were both 2-2 with Akron Westfield. So what does that mean for your team getting momentum for the rest of the way to come out on top here and get over the 500 mark and still be in those standings?
Well, you know, it was nice to get a win. We felt like we were right there with Woodbury Central and we were right there with St. Albert's. And there's a couple things that we felt like we should have done a better job of. So, you know, it was just nice to get going in the right direction again. And I think the kids have, you know, they practiced hard. We've had great senior leadership from all of our kids so far. And you know, they really have a sense of the rest of the season has an opportunity to be special.
You just mentioned it there. You have good senior leadership, especially on that offensive side. So talk about some of the guys that have really been performing here through these first five games.
Yeah, you know, we're really fortunate. We feel like we have a variety of guys that we can go to on the offensive side of the ball. You know, I think Davis Rasmussen at the running back position has done a really great job. Ben Ramsey, obviously, at the quarterback position. You know, he's distributing it around very well. Ashton Aaronholtz has done a great job as a receiver, and we feel like Brock Kuzel at the tight end is doing a nice job. And we have other guys, too. You know, Wyatt Danner is, you know, a wideout, and he's doing a great job. And, you know, Ian Snyder is kind of really emerging as a slot back for us. So, you know, we just feel really fortunate. We have a variety of guys that we can go to on offense.
Flip it over to the defensive side as well. What have we done really right on that side of the ball, and who's been doing it?
Well, when we tackle, we're okay. You know, that's always a big thing for every football team. You have to tackle well. I think we're getting off blocks better. We're leveraging the ball a lot better than we did a year ago. And, you know, we have a variety of guys on defense that are playing well. Carson Perdue at middle linebacker is doing a fantastic job for us. Jay Starman is kind of a D-tackle, DN, is doing a nice job kind of maintaining the point for us. And then, you know, we have a couple young linebackers that have been impressive. I like what Carson Lorenzen's doing at the linebacker spot. John Rasmussen and Kale Renzi, they're all doing a really nice job out there.
Now we're looking forward to another measuring stick-type game for you guys. Logan Magnolia is where you guys will be headed. What are just expectations, not saying wins and losses here, Coach McCarville, but just what are we looking forward to here as we're taking on Logan Magnolia?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. You know, Coach Strait and his staff are, you know, he's one of the better coaches in the state, and they're always well prepared. They always put together a great defensive plan. They're always tough to score on. You know, on offense, they've changed their offense over the last couple of years, and that just shows how good of a coaching staff he has. He's changing with the players that he has. They have great athletes. And it's, you know, it's really going to be a challenge to go there for, I think it's their homecoming as well. So they're really going to be excited and pumped for the game. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
What's going to be priority number one? What do you kind of want to see happen right away there for your team there, if style of play-wise?
Oh, you know, obviously, us in our program, we've always believed that you win up front, and, you know, that we have to be physical up front, and hopefully we can match their physicality. I would really like to be able to establish the running game and hit on a couple of explosive plays, and any time that you play a Logan team, you have to tackle well. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. So we really have to tackle well and leverage the ball.
And then for the people that are going to be attending there for that homecoming there in Logan Magnolia, just what are they going to see when it's going to be IKM taking on Logan Magnolia here?
Well, I think it's two really good football teams. And, you know, the kids, they're going to play hard, and I think each program respects the other. So I think it'll be an entertaining, exciting game, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, that is head coach Corey McCarville of the ICAM Manning Wolves heading into week number 6, taking on Logan Magnolia. Coach, thank you for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck here come Friday.
Thank you.